So I was thinking about canceling the show today because, I don't know, babe, what time did we find out that I COVID positive? Like
4 p.m.
So, yeah, a couple hours ago, I took a test, was not feeling well today at all, and took a test, and it was really quick. I mean, the return was pretty quick. It's the home test, right? So you really don't know the accuracy of these things, but I put the stick in my nose, maybe in about 30 seconds. The two lines came out.
It was so red.
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
It's a faint line. Talagang.
Yeah, it was like, you have super COVID. And then I took another test just to kind of double up to see if it were accurate. And pretty quickly, I had a second line here. So Chopper's wearing a mask on the show, but she's going to take it down when she talks, I think. I thought I'm still within the immunity window because we had it
in late February.
And I thought the immunity window was 6 months. But apparently not. It seems more like 4 months. So here we are, Alex, Chopper, AMAs, still gotta work.
Ito yun ang problema. So, di ba sabi ko sa inyo, habang lumalapit yung pagpunta ko dyan sa US, lumilinaw lalo yung sked ko.
Yeah.
So ganyan ko lang yan. Ito talaga, sure na. Kasi nakita ko yung flight na kahit saan ka pala pagpunta sa US, lagi mong stop San Francisco, yeah. LA, yeah. Seattle, tapos saan ka papasok doon sa mga inner state. Pero connecting, di ba connecting? So ganyan ito nga. So sabi ko, meron akong mga schedule pa, mga February 14. So pagdating ako July 12, pagdating ko dyan, wala akong gagawin. So plano ko, mag-drive papuntang Las Vegas. So adyan na ako ng 12 ng gabi. Tapos pwede na tayo mag-meet up, guys. 12 ng gabi, 30 ng gabi. Tapos babalik lang ako sa LA ng 14 ng umaga. Sure na yon.
So what's your comfort level with me on the 4th of July having COVID? Do you think you're gonna be okay?
I'll kiss you, Mo.
Ah, okay, check ko lang.
I'm more comfortable than your wife right now. Who's wearing mask, Mo?
Walang magpapakain sa mga bata.
That's the very first thing I thought in my mind when she said, no, you're positive. I go, ay, walang sexy time for like 10 days.
Naman,
or whatever.
Five like, days. Oh my God, nag-sexy time the, kami the kahapon. First, the first, COVID ako for sure.
First thing I thought of was like, ay,
we exchanged bodily fluids yesterday, so I'm for sure in 5 days I'm going to have COVID. That's what I was thinking.
Welcome to the show. It is episode number 50 here of this year.
Tama, no? What? Ano ulit episode natin para malaman nila?
50.
50.
Yes.
50. Eh, di ba? Alam natin pagka nag-call back tayo. Alam mo yung may COVID ka mo? Episode 50 yun. Okay, ha? 5-0.
I wasn't on the radio show earlier today because I just found out right when I got it. So I'll probably be on the radio tomorrow if my symptoms don't get any worse. But I have not been feeling very well. Throughout the whole day, I was really sick. Headache, chills, you know, running nose, coughing, all that stuff. But
Not as bad as the first time.
Because
he was telling me he's not feeling well. So maybe when he gets home, he'll just test just to be sure. It's been dusty because of construction and then the weather change, all that stuff. So plus he had stuffy nose. So he was sleeping with his mouth open last night. So sore throat. And then when he got home, diretso siya sa kitchen, Alex, kasi nandun ako. Tapos nalapit sa akin. Tapos yung kahalik. Tapos ako umiwas ako. Tapos sabi niya, bakit? Sabi ko, what if you have COVID? Sabi niya, damay-damay na to.
Well, you know, our son hasn't had it yet. He was the first person to kiss me when I got home. You know, I sleep next to Amsterdam facing me, so I'm breathing on her. I mean, it's just gonna get passed around. So.
Yeah, oo. Pero ito may kwento naman din ako. So magte-taping dapat ako last Saturday. So may antigen din kami pagpunta doon. So negative lang. Negative ako. Tapos may tatlo dun sa amin nag-positive. Pero yung positive niya, Mo, hindi katulad sa'yo. Yung positive nila, alam mo yung naiyayain ka, nakikita mo yon. Tapos, di mo makita. May ganun yung nurse. Parang may faint line daw.
Yeah.
So nag-retest sila. So may faint line pa rin. Pero hindi siya visible sa eye. Pero nakikita nila ng nurse na merong parang, di ba pagka dalawang guhit mo, pula-pula. Confirm yon. Etong positive nila, alam mo yung parang nag-grayish lang yung konti. Di ba may line na makikita mo? Yeah. So, pack up kami. Pero syempre, yung dating. Kaya lang, 2-3 weeks ago, nagpa-Pfizer booster ako eh. So technically, sa katawan ko ngayon, may tatlo kong Astra, may isa akong Moderna, sa akong may isa akong Pfizer. Alam mo ba, pag-inject ko ng Pfizer, nag-trending yung Pfizer, Naalala niyo yung nag-trending na hindi naman pala talaga sila pumasa masyado doon sa mga clinical tests.
Yeah.
May trending na ganun. So hindi ko na alam kung ano nangyayari sa katawan natin. Pero at least may baon ako na 3 weeks na booster shot ng Pfizer.
Pagdating mo dito, pa-booster ka pa, isa pa. Pwede pa yan. Papasok ka lang sa pharmacy. Bibigyan ka nila. Go.
Alam mo, right now, ayun ang sinasabi ko sa mga tao, pag may joke ngayon bago, ikaw wala kang pakialam kahit anong paghaluin mong alak sa katawan mo, di ba, Chopper? Pag alam mo, umiinom ka ng brandy, pag may nag-alok sa'yo ng tequila, ang concern mo lang, magkaka-hangover kaya ako dito.
Sasakit ba ulo ko, kinabukas?
Di ba? Sasakit ba? Concern mo, tapos iinumin mo yun, hindi mo alam kung anong chemical component na maghalo-halo doon. Basta inom ko lang inom. Pero pagdating sa vaccine, di ba, concern, na baka rin pinapasok sa katawan ko, nainik ko yung sa babae habang nakasaksa yung glutathione sa...
I know.
Habang nagtatrip siya ng glutathione, sabi niya, I don't trust vaccine because I don't, this is my body. Pero nakasaksa yung glutathione sa ano.
And the benefit they're trying to get from the glutathione is supposed to be a side effect, right, of the glutathione. It's not even the purpose. It's not even the purpose of the goddamn thing. And they're like, okay, yeah, just put that on, but I'm scared to get the vaccine.
Tapos sinaluan na lang, maganda raw kasi sa liver eh. Nagpapalinis daw itong liver sa yung glutathione, kaya ang side effect is white. Hinahanapan nila, ganyan tayo sa ano eh, ganyan tayo. Pero muti na mo, pagkain lang problema, di ba? Pagkakakain ka ng pakpakwan, masama ba sa gutom to? Or masama ba to sa ano? Pag hinalo sa mangga? Ang concern natin, sobrang, wala talaga yung ano eh, wala talaga, hindi ko talaga malaman yun. Natatakot na ako sa kakabasa, hindi ako gabasa sa Twitter. Kasi pag halimbawa may booster dyan sa US, there's, wala na lang mga gagawa ko sa katawan ko, pasok nyo na yan.
Meron booster talaga. Hindi, tsaka iniisip ko kanina, hindi na nag-positive si Mohan. Una-una ko tinanong, oh my gosh, hindi, kasi hindi naman kami masyado lumalabas. Chineko agad, na-hospital pa ba yung mga tao sa COVID? Ano na nangyayari? Oh, yung kinabahan ako bigla. Say ko, oh my gosh.
There was a bit of a spike, I think, in Manila, no? Or at least in the Philippines a couple of weeks ago.
Kita nakita, yung spike namin, hindi namin matrace. Bakit? Dati kasi daily. Yeah. Kita mo eh. Alam mo, daily 400. Kinabukasan, 500. Alam namin ngayon, weekly reporting sila. Kaya hindi mo malaman ngayon, weekly reporting eh.
Yeah.
Kaya hindi masyado nag-ano dahil sa ano. Pero may tanong ako mo, pag next week magpunta namin dyan, about 12, okay na yun, no? Okay ka na dun.
I think I'm gonna be fine by the weekend. I mean, it usually, when you're vaccinated, and obviously we have the booster and all that stuff, it's pretty short-lived. I think the danger is when you're symptomatic, and when you're not symptomatic, then I think you're generally fine. You're freshly vaccinated yourself. I think you're gonna be okay. We'll be fine.
July 12th.
And if you're anti-vax, if you want to meet up with us July 12th, just remind me to tell me that you're the anti-vax one so I can hug you and cough on you and all of that stuff. So it'll be good.
Ayun na, sa mga nagtatanong, July 12th, andyan ako sa Vegas. July 13th, andyan pa rin ako. Umaga ako babalik. LA ng gabi, andun ako July 14. May meetup din tayo. Alam niyo naman yung code ng meetup. Ibig sabihin, may pwede ako mag-perform. July 15, nasa San Francisco ako. July 16, babalik ako sa Vegas.
Nice.
Alam niyo na kung bakit.
Okay, anyway, let's get to it. We got some calls here. We'll try to squeeze a back-to-back in. We got a lot of calls, so I know we're not going to get to all of them tonight, but let's try to kick off this episode 50 by going to Hong Kong and talking to Marjorie. Marjorie, you're 31 years old. You believe you've been on the show before, Marjorie. When did you call the show the first time?
Di ko na po matandaan, mga siguro.
A couple of years?
Mga 7 months, 8 months. Wow.
Parang iniimbestigan. Parang iniimbestigan eh. Kailan mo huling? Hindi ko na po matandaan, Sir Mo eh.
So, Marjorie, welcome back. And again, you're from Hong Kong. So what's going on, my dear?
Yes po. Sir Mo and Miss Chopper, thank you po pala dun sa advice nyo noon. Kasi,
What was your problem when you called the first time?
Tapos ano yung in-advise ko na nakatulong ng sobrang galing?
Kasi nun medyo tungkol sa childhood trauma ko noon. And then, nung medyo hindi ako maka-interact sa mga guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So what's going on now? What happened? I mean, we don't need to follow up on that. If you have a new question, let's tell the story and then get your question going.
Okay po. Kasi makamarinig ng mga kasambahay ko.
Okay.
Ano po kasi, nung nag-start na po ako mag-therapy, medyo naikwento ko na po doon yung mga nangyari about sa Pasko. And then, little by little, medyo medyo okay na rin po. And then, nag-suggest yung therapist ko na since hindi ako maka-interact sa mga guys, ang gagawin, parang sa sarili ko daw po muna ayusin yung paano ako manamit, kumbaga, put some colors on my clothes, walk a little bit, something like that.
Okay.
And then, nag-try na po ako dun sa dating app, sa Bumble.
Yeah.
Yes, and then, na-meet ko po itong guy, mga 4 months ago. Medyo on and off kaming mag-chat kasi medyo hesitate pa ako makipag-meet up sa kanya. And then, mga around 2 months, medyo nagkita na kami. Di ko po sinabi sa kanya na wala pa akong experience. Mm-hmm.
Sexually? Kumbaga, sexually, you mean?
Yes po.
Okay, so you're a virgin?
Yes po.
Okay, so you didn't tell him that you were a virgin and then?
And then, medyo, ano siya, medyo sa umpisa, aggressive siyang masyado. Kaya medyo, ang ginawa ko muna, sinabi ko na may fetish ako sa lalaki na gusto kong ipeg.
Ano to? Yung titiraan mo sa puwet?
Ano? Hindi.
Yes. Yung pegging girl.
Oh. Wait, what? Ano yung peg? Explain what pegging is in your definition.
Kasi po, since... Wait lang po. Pegging po yung girl mag-penetrate doon sa asshole ng
yun
lalaki.
Titirayan mo nga sa puwete.
May,
yun
may belt. Yung may belt kang suit.
Yes, may belt.
Right. Well, that's what I was saying. You were gonna fuck him in the ass. Titirayan mo nga.
Yes po.
Okay. So you told him that. You said, excuse me po, virgin po ako, pero may fetish ko na tirahin kita sa puwet.
Dali. Ayoko lang mag-judge ngayon sa boses. Akala ko, di ba sa Hong Kong, ito po medyo po, nahirapan po ako sa work ko, tapos nami-miss ko po yung pamilya ko. Kasi po sa Hong Kong po, malungkot po dito. Tapos ayun talaga inasa ko, swear. Ayoko lang talaga mag-judge ng boses. Kasi yung boses niya, parang alam mo yung may pamilyang tao, may naiwan sa probinsya. Tapos pinapunta niya. Ang problema ko po, gusto ko pong tirahin yun na lang.
You know what's good is I can't wait for your MOR advice after whatever the question is going to be here for this girl. Because this is classic MOR caller. No. Okay, all right. So, sinabi mo sa akin na gusto mong i-peg. Ano siya, Pilipino siya or Chinese or British? What is he?
Australian po siya.
Australian. Okay, all right. So, when you told him that, what happened?
Kasi masyado kasi siyang aggressive kung ano-ano nang pinagsasabi. So, parang gusto ko isabay yun.
Yeah.
So, nung umpisa, medyo na-shock siya. Tapos, doon, nagkwento siya na meron na daw siyang na-experience na ganun. Pero, ano daw, kailangan daw, madami daw process. Baka daw, na-influence lang daw ako sa mga nakikita ko or...
Well, okay, wait. Marjorie, when you said he was being very aggressive, like, what was he saying that made you say you want to peg him in return?
Mauta din eh, Marjorie. Ito lang nangyari dyan sa kama. Diba, sasabihin ng baba. Sabi ng Australian, tirahin kita sa puwet. Marjorie, sabi ng Marjorie, ano ba magagawin yan? Bilis lang. Pasok ang titi ko, tapos pasok sa puwet mo. O sige, tirahin kita sa puwet. Sabi ng Australian, oh, it will take a lot of process, you know?
Just many steps, mate.
Kay Marjorie, one lang eh. One step lang eh. Pagdating nito try sa puwet, it take 10 steps, man. One, you have to convince me.
What's me? And then because like number two, what are you gonna use? And then Marjorie's gonna pull under the bed. Itong putang strap on the top.
Ang laki.
He's got one. She's got one ready. So what was he saying so aggressive that has you that had you scared?
Oh.
Or worried? Or
para sa akin kasi, para lang po sa akin to, aggressive siyang masyado kasi first meet up namin, di ako sanay na yung
ano?
Parang hahawakan niya ako bigla-bigla sa bewang or sa medyo na stress ako doon kasi
yun lang tapos sinabi mo titirahan mo sa pwet. Kasi I get it stressful.
Hindi, kasi nung umpisa na stress ako doon sa mga yung ano ba paano ba to
mga words
paano daw gagawin niya sa akin sa kama
Yeah. Like what? Like what would he say?
Nagsisex talk siya sa
yung i-handcuff. Parang nagsisex talk.
Yeah, I get. We all know that it's sex talk. He's aggressive. What specifically was he saying?
Gusto niya daw kasi sa babae submissive yung parang i-handcuff niya or put some toys.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So that was an
parang nag-ring yung bell. Sabi ko, ah, pwede to. So baka mag-vibe kami nito.
Hello, what is happening, lalaki Estrella? May kausap sa mga friend. Man, I have this girl, Pinay, submissive. I'm going to update you later. Tatawag yung Estrella. Man, you're gonna fuck me. She's gonna fuck me.
She wants to fuck me more.
So you tell him this. He says it's complicated, but he didn't say no, but it was complicated. Yes. And then what?
And then, sa umpisa, parang sinabi ko kasi na medyo may anxiety ako sa touching. Yeah. So, ang ginawa ko, sabi ko, it's either you blindfold me or I blindfold you.
Jesus.
While we're on bed. So, yun na nga. Parang sabi niya, sige, i-blindfold mo na lang ako. And then, kumbaga kung saan ko gustong, kumbaga saan ko daw gusto yung kamay niya mapunta. Ah, kumbaga ako yung mag-drive, mag-initiate.
O, i-lead mo yung way. Oh, and then?
Yes. Ayun, medyo sa umpisa, okay naman kasi naka-blindfold siya and then I make sure na... yung isang kamay niya naka-handcuff.
Okay. And then you had sex with him.
Para safe ako. Yeah, and then I take the lead.
So you rode him.
No, not yet.
Medyo touchy pa lang. Kasi umalis ka muna. Tapos 2 days ka umalis. Marjorie, are you still there? Marjorie!
Ang lakas na loob ng lalaki, no? Pumayag siya, bagong kilala lang niya kay Marjorie. First time nila mag-meet, ang naging arrangement, i-handcuff siya at iba-blindfold siya ni Marjorie. Right after she said, I want to fuck you
Marjorie,
in the ass.
Marjorie, when did all of this happen?
Around 2 months. Medyo nag-uusap-usap na kami noon about kung anong
yeah,
setup
when did, natin. When did the blindfold sex thing happen, though?
First meet up namin.
When was this?
2 months ago.
2 months ago. Okay, gotcha. All right. So why are you only calling now?
Kasi, ayun na nga, nung Sunday, medyo...
Last Sunday?
Last Sunday. Medyo naano ako, na-accident na yung naipaso.
What?
Sakit.
Pinasok sa puwet mo or pinasok...
Sa ano? Sa vagina.
So you did not have sex with him when he was handcuffed. Yeah. You were just touching each other, playing with his body.
Just foreplaying.
Foreplay, gotcha.
Saka nakalimutan kong sabihin sa kanya na, ayun, virgin pa ako. So, medyo nadala ako dun sa moment. Oh,
Pinasok mo.
Naipasok.
Yeah.
Naipasok niya bigla or ako na ibaba. Basta yung feeling na nakalimutan ko.
Yeah.
Tapos bigla kong binagsak yung katawan ko sa kanya.
Yun.
Ayun, medyo.
Gravity. Yeah.
Masok. Tapos.
So, what is the question?
Ayun, sobrang
sakit. Nakapasok pa rin ba hanggang ngayon?
Kasi medyo na... Hindi, medyo nataranta ako doon and then na-block out ako mga ilang, hindi ko alam kung ilang minutes.
Oh.
So, akala niya, well, naka-blindfold siya saka naka-handcuff. Parang nabigla rin siya kasi yung reaction niya, hindi rin niya daw alam kung anong nangyari.
Hindi so, niya alam, baka naniniwan mo na siya.
Kala. Ano yun, namatay. Okay, so Marjorie, I mean, I just so the storytelling is on point. you are still handcuffing him 4 months in with no sex. Is he ejaculating at least in these handcuff sessions? Like, do you do you jack him off? Do you suck his dick?
Parang ano ko muna siya, parang ginagawa ko para maka-jack off siya sa mukha ko. Or bumili kasi kami ng ano, bumili kasi kami ng toys. So, so yun ang ginagamit ko sa kanya.
Ang boring ng buhay ko.
Okay. What's the question here, Marjorie?
Napaka-anghel ng boses mo, no?
Oh, ang anghel ng boses niya.
She lost her virginity, by the way, guys, the other day. So, congratulations.
Counted ba yun? Hindi naman counted yun.
Well, it counts for her. So, what's the question?
What's the question, Marjorie?
Question ko po, kasi nasobrang, ewan ko, parang nahiya ako dun sa guy na yun. Na ayaw ko magpakita sa kanya, then he keeps on calling and texting me.
And why are you shy to meet him? Because you finally went all the way?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So what's the question?
Parang feeling ko wala nang feel kasi yun nga na wala, parang hindi ko na, how should I say, na stop na kami. Para mag-stop na kami magkita or i-ghost ko na lang kaya siya bigla.
What's the point of him? Excuse me. Sorry. I'm sick today. What is his role in your life? Like, what is the point of having him around? Is he a boyfriend material kind of guy? Is he a fuck buddy kind of guy? Is he your release from all the stresses in the world? What is his role in your life? You think?
Parang ano ba? Hindi ko kasi siya, sa totoo lang, parang nakalimutan ko na kasi ito. Gusto ko lang po talaga ma-experience kung anong feeling ng may ka-sex. So yung, ayun, saka gusto ko yung ako yung nagko-control. Eh, nung time na yun na bigla kong naipasok, parang feeling ko, parang hina ko na, parang naging, ako ata yung naging submissive.
Gets ko na itong babae na ito.
Okay. All right. So, do you have a question yet, or what was the question? Anybody?
What's the question? Is paano niya sabihin wala yan? Igo-ghost na lang daw ba niya, or sasabihin niyang wag na tayo magkita?
It depends. Okay. You talked about a traumatic childhood, right? Upbringing, and some of the people here on the chat room are reminding us of how really bad it was. And I am now remembering this call. It was a really rough upbringing, right? With, I mean, while you lost your virginity on your term somewhat this past week, you've had a lot of kind of dark sexual experiences as a child. I think that's why, and I don't mean to make something so funny in to start with here, your call, it is serious, but I think the blacking out part, I think all of that is kind of still related to the trauma. This feeling that you have is related to all of these kind of oddities that we are kind of chuckling about, because if we didn't know about your traumatic past, we would be laughing at how kind of crazy this sex life that you've made for yourself. But honestly, it's all related to the rough upbringing, in my opinion, no?
Yeah.
And the blacking out part really hits like my point hard.
Na Marjorie,
you blacked out.
Yung normal mo kasi na natutunan nung bata ka, in a, yung abuse na nangyari sa'yo, yun yung first encounter mo on sexual relationship, right? So yung point ng, hindi ko maalala eksakto kung ano yung advice ko before, but yung point ng yung pagpunta sa therapy is yung para matutunan mo ano ba yung normal na magkaroon ng relationship or ano yung normal sexual.
But that's
encounter
way down the line though, babe. I mean,
I know.
There's still
I'm
lot
trying
of other.
To,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to. But parang yung adventure mo with this Australian dude, parang step 100 pa, dapat nasa step 1 ka pa muna, right? I think that kahit na sobrang curious ka kung what sex is like or pegging or all these fetish, right? That you're encountering, parang humingi ka muna ng advice sa therapist mo if they think you're ready and kung kung paano mo dapat i-approach yun, right? So, okay naman, sa Bumble site ka pumunta para dating-dating. I think, try to date na muna ng konti and try to see, like, ano ba yung normal... Hindi mo pa na-experience yung dating eh. Ibang dating, iba din ang just hooking up. Pumunta ka agad sa hooking up. Tapos, medyo extreme fetish. At least for me, right? Like, sa iba normal lang yan. But I think with your background, kasi kung ano nangyari sa'yo nung bata ka, parang, you know, may trauma kasi doon eh. I don't know if I made sense.
I don't think, I have no idea what you said.
Kasi tinatry ko po talaga makipag-date. Kaso, I don't know, parang di ko makita yung mukha nila when... I mean, pag nag-meet up kami nitong guy, I try to remember his face, but para siyang nagiging blur.
Right, right. And again, that's part of the trauma, right? I mean, you don't trust men. Men are really bad. Men have always been bad to you in your life. So when you look at them, it's really hard to kind of identify them as anything but monsters. So what I think... While I'm okay with you wanting to explore your sex life, because this is really that, right? This is what the question is. The question is, well, fuck, now I fuck this guy. Should I just leave him? I'm okay with you leaving him. I encourage you to leave him because I think you're in a sexual realm for expert level, not even expert level, because I think maybe Alex and I are expert level and we would never get involved in shit like this. When you're new to sex, kind of what Chopper was saying, you go to this level that I think you think is normal because you've experienced some really crazy shit. But I want you to start slow. I want you to work up to a bit more creative sexual life. Instead of day number one, you first met him. The very first day you met him, we're talking pegging, blindfold, handcuffs, fucking jacking off on your face. Like all of these things that are months at the fastest away, you're rocking out already. And that concerns me.
Saka para kang may ano, para kang you're afraid of heights. Na hindi ka pa nga makatalon sa hagdan, putya, ang unang activity mo para shoot. Punta ka muna doon. Doon muna sa mga
skydiving.
Roller coaster ka muna. Tapos, di ba, pag kinaya mo, step ka, bungee, gano'n. Eh, putya, ang hirap niyang ginawa mo. Pati nga ako, nasya-shock eh. Nasya-shock ako dun sa ano, sa... Para sa Australia na, hindi para sa iyo. Kasi little yung Australia na yun eh. Alam mo, mahawa ka rin sa ka-partner mo, Marjorie. Kasi, alam mo, yung lalaki kasi, nag-a-adapt lang yan sa partner. Yung pinapakita ng partner, nag-engage namin kung saan ang kakayahan mo. Malilito yung ka-partner mo, kung kahit sino ah, na I'm a virgin, pero pwede bang tirahin kita sa puwet? Hindi siya nagja-jibe eh. Tapos, di ba, parang yung nahihiya ka dahil naksidente na shoot. Pero ang ginagawa niyong paglabas dun sa mukha mo, okay. Malilito yung mga tao sa'yo. Dapat you have to identify talaga yung sarili mo para you will have magandang sayaw kasi ang sex eh. Dapat alam ko kung saan yung ano mo, yung beat mo, para makabit din ako sa ano. Pero, kasi minsan ako mag-a-adjust ako sa trip nung ano eh, nung ka-partner ko eh. Pero ikaw, hindi ko alam kung saan mo ako gustong dalhin eh.
Well, my worry is you're gonna pick a wild partner all the time because what's normal to you are wild fetish driven guys. So guys who want to do crazy shit, that's what's normal for you. And every other guy who's not like that is boring, you're not interested in. Well, because, you know, that's your background.
Bad boy yung nag-ano eh.
Exactly. So my point is, if you want to have a sex life, which I'm okay with, Marjorie, I'm okay with a sex life. I need you to pick guys who are far less aggressive, far less creative, far less wild, and work your way up from a slower dance into this breakdance bullshit that you've experienced.
Medyo iset aside mo muna yung pegging, ha? Itago mo muna yung strap mo, diba?
Parang,
Well, do you have one or do you just did that to scare him off?
May strap.
No, I have one.
Damn, girl.
Ilan? Isa lang?
Three.
Oh my gosh, tatlo talaga.
Putang.
Why? Why do you have three?
So he can choose.
Oh, isa sa harap ka, dalawa sa side. Dalawa sa side mo.
Sa sa likod.
Para para makapili sa kung anong gusto niya, yung may spike or yung
spike.
Straight lang or my curve.
Have you used it yet on him? Have you used the spike on him already?
Yes. I tried the small one first.
Can I ask a question? And again, I don't mean to get this becoming dark or anything, but when you put the strap on, and let's say the spike, when you put the spike on and you're fucking him in the ass, what's on your mind? Are you in a punishment type of mindset?
No, parang gusto ko lang makita kung anong yung parang gusto ko lang siya makita ng na-enjoy niya ba or what. Gusto ko lang makita yung reaction niya. Kasi depende kung yung ginawa ko kasi sa kanyang pag-peg, medyo sa umpisa sabi niya mabagal daw kung kumilos. So parang na-challenge siya kung i-thrust faster sa kanya yon. So in-adjust ko yun. Well, meron kasi doon sa strap-on ko na pwede siyang i-adjust para humaba.
Yeah. Okay.
So ayun.
Yeah.
Pero I mean, nakakatawa yung itsura niya.
Do you think you can have sex with a boring guy?
Pwede naman siguro.
Have you ever had a sexual encounter with this guy without toys, without ejaculating on the face? Did you guys just have any? I know that you only lost your virginity technically yesterday, it being Sunday. But did you guys ever have any just calm dates?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, trinay niya, kaya lang medyo feeling ko ang creepy.
That's creepy.
Trinay niyang dinner date, morning jog. Kaya lang, ang creepy ka para sa akin, parang,
Hindi
ko ma-feel.
You have to work on that a little bit with your
therapist. Nori mo yung basic instinct ni Sharon Stona.
Kasi may yung sinasabi ni Alex na nasa skydiving ka agad, mag-try ka muna ng roller coaster. Yung roller coaster, yun yung dating, di ba? Make out lang. Tapos, you know, traditional sexy time, missionary. It's parang you kind of work your way. May beauty din naman dun sa ganon. At least, masubukan mo yung ganon. At kung hindi talaga para sa'yo, yung dating or, you know, caring or loving, yung mga ganyan, at least na-try mo eh. At least alam mo yung difference.
You know what's crazy is when we say a roller coaster in a relationship context, that's a bad thing. Okay. Uh-huh. When we say roller coaster, that's a red flag. You're supposed to be worried about that. We want you to be on a roller coaster because what you're on right now is a is an airplane crashing. Is what you're on right now, right? So I don't want to say start on a roller coaster because generally speaking, that's already rough. But no, that might be somewhere in the middle ground is the more realistic place. Mm-mm. To start, because if I told you right now to if you want to have sex, go fuck the nerdiest guy you see in walking the streets of Hong Kong. Dame, you get you take your pick. You will be completely disinterested in that, right? And I just want you to scale down. No handcuffs. No ass fucking. No degrading of your face. But if you want wild, fine. There's wild out there that doesn't necessarily have to be so dark. You don't have to throw the words like submissive out. You don't have to throw words like dominant, slave, choking of your neck.
No.
There can still be...
No 50 Shades of Grey muna.
Yeah, there still could be wildish sex that that interests you that doesn't have to be this crazy. And I suggest you build a stronger relationship with the guys before you have sex with them.
Oh, hindi yung first time na mag-meet kayo.
Yeah, not the first time then you're already pulling a fucking spike. Okay?
Parang hirap kasi.
I know. It's hard. It's supposed to be hard.
Part yun kasi ng process ng...
It's hard. Oh. It's really hard.
Healing mo eh.
Yeah. But again, I'm okay with you wanting to have a sex life. I suggest you continue to follow your therapist's advice. I suggest you still continue to see your therapist. All I want you to do, my dear,
ano ang sabi ng therapist mo? Kinausap mo yung therapist mo ba tungkol dito?
Yes. Ang advice niya, kailangan daw ako saka yung parents ko need therapy. Parang nagkakaroon kami ng... Parang naging... Ano yun? Napaka-narcissistic daw ng parents ko. So, she wants to talk to them and me. Counseling. Parang...
Yeah.
But your parents are in the Philippines.
We're in the Philippines.
I want you to divorce your parents, okay? I want you to remove them from your life permanently. I don't think you come from a very healthy background, so I suggest you keep that background. I mean, no need to fix your relationship. You just need to fix you. That's my advice. Yeah. I suggest you tell that to your therapist that you have no interest in your family. But even though you do, I don't want to dictate your life. But I think that process is way too long, and I would rather you just concentrate on your own self, be selfish in that sense, and I just think that's a better life for you. That's just my opinion, okay? But we got to go because obviously there's a lot of noise in the background. Marjorie, thank you for the call. Thank you for the update. Thank you for your story. You're always welcome to be back on the podcast. If you can't find people to talk to, you must know that we're always here, okay?
Okay.
All right,
thanks.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye. Jesus.
Alam mo, ang risk kasi dyan, tayo mga lalaki, pag tayo na-challenge sa babae, na, gusto natin one-up man eh. Parang, kaya mo to? Iisip din ako ng parang ganun.
Yeah.
Eh, parang binubuksan niya yung, marinig mo sa babae yung ganun, parang binuksan niya yung gates na anything goes, di ba? Yung request, kaya delikado talaga yung pinasok niya. Makaka-timing talaga siya doon ng...
You know, you're 100% right. You know, Alex, we talk about this so often on the show as us guys, we look at a girl and we make all of these judgments, calculations. I mean, everything from your outfit, you wear a tight enough outfit, you show enough of the cleavage, you act a certain way when you're tipsy. We're calculating all of this shit in our brain and so there's kind of like an analytical thing going on of what are my chances of having sex? When we are having sex, how far can I take it? What kind of wild shit is on the table? And we're doing all of this calculations immediately like a supercomputer for sex when we see you. And when we detect, and I don't say we as an IMO, but I'm just talking about guys in general who this girl is banging. They're going, okay, oh, she said peg. Okay, I don't want to be pegged, but fuck, if she's willing to butt fuck me, imagine all the other things now that are on the table that I can take advantage of. Now I'm checking off bucket list fetish shit on a list that I thought I would never be able to check. So that's the worry is you're going to feel like you're in control. You say the words control quite a few times, Marjorie, in this call, but I'm not 100% sure you are in control. You're not in control of yourself, and then a guy can detect that and take advantage of that, and now really you've lost control because they've made those calculations.
You know, most especially a guy who has way more sexual experience than she does because she barely has any.
Well,
right?
There's a lot of bad guys out there, and girls who have been through that kind of trauma tend to pick bad guys. So it's not even a guy with sexual experience is... You pick bad men because you only know bad men. So now you haven't just brought a horny guy in your life. All guys are horny, even the good ones. You brought a dangerously horny guy into your life, which then just continues this awful cycle that you've experienced since you were a kid. So again, I mean, the call started out funny. The parameters were funny. And then when you start getting reminded, oh shit, yeah, this girl was really traumatized, it can get a little sad. So anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, we have more of the show. You're listening to Good Times World, the podcast, year 11, episode number 50, AMAs with Alex and Chopper. Back after this, don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast. You're 11, episode number 50 with Angelica Hopter and Alex Calleja.
Hey.
Alex, how was your show?
Yeah. Ano, na full house naman yung ano, yung July 1, yeah. Friday or 3-in-1. So it's a magic stand up comedy and spoken poetry. So okay, maraming salamat doon sa nagpunta sa Power Max Spotlight Theater diyan sa May Circuit. So baka magkaroon kami ng part 2 because of that. Maraming salamat sa manonood. And of course, meron pa kayo pag hindi kayo nanood, meron pa akong July 29, July 30, August 6, tapos may additional pa ako isang venue. Jesus. August 5, Makati, kasi marami nagre-request. So, ayan. So, apat na shows na pagbalik ko from the US of A. So, see you sa US, July 12, West Coast.
Is that called Coming from America? Yun ba yun?
Oh, Coming from America kasi galing ako sa America doon. So, marami akong mga comedy na maranasan ko dyan habang nandiyan ako sa US. Okay, right. Yan.
I also want to kind of clarify something. Last time we were on, I said I have not received one donation from. No, it's not that I haven't received one new donation. So I got a bunch of messages from people saying, "Hey, I'm being charged on my card for donations," and you said you didn't receive one. You know, you're not getting scammed. I am receiving those, but we haven't received a new donation in like freaking months. So please donate to the podcast. I really am begging you. Go to anchor.fm/DJMoTwister and you can donate as little as 99 cents. If you want to use the GCash, not as preferred, but definitely available for you guys. The GCash number is what? Is it this
09.
Maybe this guy, but that's his GCash number. That's not ours.
That's our GCash.
Okay.
Yeah.
0977-712-0491. So that's 0977-712-0491. That'd be a great prank. You'd be like, "Oh, Mo, you don't know your GCash number, right? You always forget. Oh, here it is." And then it's the fucking person's GCash number. But yeah, if you can donate to the show, that'd be great. We'd appreciate it very much. All right.
Screenshot, please. Ayun ang hinihintay namin. Screenshot ng pagbili ng ticket at screenshot ng donation. Ayun ang hinihintay ko ngayon.
Yes.
Please support naman the big deal sa akin yung July 29, 30, August 5, and August 6. Kasi mga theater yun. So please, promote na lang. Kung wala na sa ibang bansa kayo, promote nyo lang sa mga taga nasa Pilipinas. Yun.
Oh, yeah, it's a really good way to do it. That's your homework, everybody. Thank you. Let's take our next call. We will go to, oh shit, I don't even know where this guy is. I didn't ask him. Vincent, you're 31 years old. Where are you located?
Marikina.
Okay, hello. Perfect. Hello, Vincent. Vincent, this is Alex. This is my wife, Chopper.
Hey, Vincent.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Chopper. Good morning.
Good morning. Mukhang masaya ka. Ano naman ang...
Hindi po.
Yeah.
Sakto lang.
Sakto lang ba?
No problem in life?
Ang sarap naman ang tunog ng sakto na yan. Sana ganyan lang ako.
Well, let's see. Let's see what this guy's problem is. And if it's really bad, how he can continue to have such a positive demeanor considering his life is shit.
Okay.
So, Vincent, you're 31, also 31 years old, just like our first caller. What's going on, man?
Yeah. About po kasi ito sa relationship ko sa ex ko kasi we've been together for 8 years and we also have a kid.
Okay.
And around 2017, bumukod kami. Well, before that pala, nung nabuntis ko siya, hindi na siya nag-start mag-work, hindi na siya naghanap kasi wala pong mag-aalaga sa kid namin, sa baby namin.
Yeah.
Then, so nung bumukod kami no 2017, after ko magkaroon ng stable job, 2021, she... sort of helping me financially through working from home. Pero wala kasi siyang nahanap na magandang work from home. Ang ending is, since mahilig siyang kumanta, naisip niya mag-live stream through an app like Kumu, like something like that. So we invested on her equipment. And then after a week, she told me na magpapakilala siya doon as a single mom kasi baka daw wala mag-follow sa kanya, ganyan. And then, kasi pag nalaman na meron siyang partner, may live-in partner siya. So, I trusted her enough. So, I said, yes, okay, sige. Then, a month passed by, she started getting cold to me, so naging cold siya. And then di na niya ako
kilala. Sumisikat ba siya?
Sorry?
Sumisikat siya. Hindi naman.
Hindi naman. Pero nagkakaroon siya ng mga followers na parang nabibigay talaga. And then,
yeah, like
naging
how many?
Cold siya.
How many followers?
It's like, nung kasagsagan, mga 1,000 siguro eh.
That's alright.
Tapos dun sa app na yan.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
That's alright.
And then, nung one time na umuwi ako sa bahay, nakita ko na lagi na siyang may kachat.
Yeah.
Tapos, I looked at the yung kachat niya dun sa app, gamit yung app na yon, foreigner na matanda na eh. Mataba na, medyo panot-panot na. So, hindi ko pinagsilosan yun. Pero dahil nga nagbago yung approach niya sa akin, yung ginagawa niya. So, I asked her na, oh, bakit sinachat mo yan? Nakala ko ba, live stream ka lang. So, she told me na, kailangan ko kasing gawin to eh, para magbigay sila ng, magbagsak ng coins or diamonds or whatever na para nagiging cash, ganun. Then this around the 2022, February,
2022. So this year, okay. So it's okay. All right. I just want to make sure because there was a lot of years.
Okay.
Just a few months ago, what happened?
Yun po, nakakumikita na siya sa pagla-live stream niya, and then 2022 this around Feb, she went out with her friends. Umuwi siya ng gabi. Nakainom siya, medyo lasing siya, and then she went upstairs. So,
whoa, Vincent!
Oh my gosh, Vincent!
The best part.
I know.
The fuck?
Naputol yung story. Kinolawit niya tayo.
Okay,
wait.
Vincent, naputol ka.
You completely got disconnected. So, you said umuwi siya, medyo nakainom.
Tapos, ano nangyari?
What happened?
Apo. Okay. Tapos, I followed her upstairs. So, sa room namin. And then, she mentioned na...
The fuck?
Bakit nawawala, Vincent? Naglalakad ka ba?
Gusto niyang matulog mag-isa and then ilak ko daw yung pinto. So, I...
O, di, pa uli.
Hello?
Vincent, we're losing you.
Naglalakad ka ba? Nasa ka?
He's in the office.
Okay.
Vincent, you lost us...
Actually, may tumatawag sa akin eh.
Well, tell him the fuck off. We're in the middle of a conversation. Okay, so...
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah. Vincent.
Hello? Okay,
Vincent.
Hello, sorry. May tumatawag eh. Binababa ko.
Relax.
Relax lang, Vincent. Relax.
See, babe, this is what energy looks like. When I say relax, this is what that sounds like. Just relax. Everybody fucking relax.
Hindi naman ako ganyan.
Yes, you are. Okay. The best part of the game.
Ganda eh.
Ano, so pumunta sa kwarto, sinundan niya.
Hello?
Yeah.
You followed her in the room, and then she told you, she wants to sleep alone.
No. Let him tell the story.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Vincent.
So yung finalo ko siya sa room. Gusto niyang matulog mag-isa, ilak ko daw yung pinto kasi nahihilo daw.
Uh-huh.
Then I felt something na kakaiba. And then, so, sinarado ko pero hindi ko nilak. So, hindi niya alam yun. Then after a few minutes, sinilip ko yung ginagawa niya. And then, when I saw her, she's just wearing her brand panty na lang. And then she's having this video call daw. She's having this video call with the foreigner that I always see her chatting
yeah,
with.
That's some fucking bold shit right there that she pulled off, man. So
yeah,
literally
was
bold.
Was she masturbating or she was about to or what?
Yeah, but actually nung nahuli ko kasi hindi ko na pinatagal eh, pero nasa dibdib na siya. So she's caressing her boobs already and showing her nipples.
Yeah.
And then like I stared for a minute there and hindi ko na kinaya. Binuksan ko na yung pinto.
Sayang.
Ayun.
Might as well.
Sayang ng buhay, no? Positive. So, you caught her with her tits out already, nipples showing, playing
yeah,
with herself.
Yeah.
And then what happened? What did you do?
So, medyo nag-blackout ako. Hindi ko naman siya sinaktan, pero na may nasira akong table dun sa kwarto. And then,
kinonfront
ko siya dun. Ha?
No, continue. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I confronted her na, oh, why did you do this? Ganyan. Anong nangyayari? Ganyan. So, naiyak pa ako. Then sabi niya, I think I don't love you anymore. Gumanon siya. And then I asked her a couple of questions like, kailan mo pa ginagawa sa akin to? And then she mentioned, since last year pa. Yeah. Since last year pa rin ginagawa yun. So yun, ending, nag-break kami. Sinaman yung anak ko sa province.
Yeah.
And then, so my first question would be, do you think, guys, she did it because she fell in love with that foreigner or
no.
pera lang?
I think when, I always tell everybody here that when you have a big change in your life, you have to expect some enormous challenges. And that's everything. New job, new fucking car. I don't care. New anything. When somebody brings a considerable change in their life, this stuff happens. That's why new company, new job, that's always terrifying. And she had a new career. She got introduced to new people. Those people were giving her money. She was looking for money. And there are some people out there that will, they'll push the boundaries of what is, let's just say, quote unquote, right and wrong to achieve what they want to achieve. And so often, that's money. Now, if this guy is rich, well, we've seen this a million times. A girl will do a lot to get money from a guy. So, I mean, it's not about really falling in love. It's about she had a, I think she had a radical change in her life. This was her job. Her job is to fucking sell herself in a certain way. And and you're now.
The singing wasn't cutting it.
You can be dispatched.
I know.
Well, it's not even about the singing, though. It's
a joke. Like, she... It's a joke because she did the live streaming singing muna kaya lang nakakita siya ng mas malaki yung kita dun sa live streaming ng ng sexy time. But yeah, like, where's your kid now though? Wait, Vincent, it doesn't matter, right? Like, but I guess you want the question answered. Did she follow that? I don't know if she fell in love, but I think I agree with Mo. It's the change. It's the money. It's, you know, she's getting what she wants. And for now, that's what she wants. Later in the future, maybe she'll want something else. She'll want another guy or she'll do something. Who cares, right?
Well, so often here's the problem with her change is she changed into a career, quote unquote, again, that's not sustainable. And at some point when it comes crashing down, she will probably text you back and ask for forgiveness because she understands that the old foreigner guy cannot give her longevity. And that goes for everybody listening. When you get excited about another person at work or wherever, you have to understand they are not going to sustain you for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
That is not a long-term relationship. All of this stuff is based on short-term gain, many of that including sex, and then from there everybody gets dumped. The thing is, and we see this in many marriages where there is cheating involved, they're going to want to come back after the person that they cheated on with you dumps them. So my question is, has your girlfriend, wife, whatever, reached out to you and apologized and wants to come back to the stability and all of that bullshit?
Yes, she did. Last month, pumunta siya sa bahay. And then she said, sorry, I still love you, ganyan. And
of course.
Sabi niya sa akin na she's still doing that. She's still live streaming. Pero kanta-kanta na lang daw. Tapos tinanong ko, are you still chatting with the same guy that I caught you with? And yes daw, pero chat na lang. Pero sabi niya sa akin, ititigil daw niya yon kung magbabalikan kami. So that's also my question. Is it really worth it?
Oh my babalikan God.
Where is this guy?
Where
is this foreigner guy?
Yeah.
Where does he live?
I think he's in the U.S.
Okay. All right. Okay. Alex, what do you think, man? Should he give his girlfriend a shot of reconciliation?
No.
Well, I would use it though to get your kid back some way somehow. Like,
I'm looking at a photo of your kid. Your kid looks like he's 3 years old. How old is your child?
About the girl.
Seven.
Oh,
seven. Yeah. 37.
That's not so bad. He's a tiny, tiny kid.
Hindi asawa, di ba?
Ne.
Hindi.
That's a part that sucks. But let's not do the custody thing because let's not turn our sex question into a dark and let's not take our fucking cock banging this guy to legal. Let's just go with straight. Should he take her back or not? Alex, continue. Sorry.
No, kasi gagawin niyan, nabuksan na yung mundo niyan eh. Nabuksan na yung mundo niyan. Maybe the first attempt is not successful, pero alam mong may kakayahan yung girlfriend mo na ganun. So, ano magkakaroon ng peace of mind mo? Anong nabago ba sa'yo? Ano bang nabago sa sitwasyon nyo para sabihin niya na hindi ko na ulitin? Wala ka namang pagbabagong drastic eh. Yung pagsagot niya ngayon, napaka-preemptive, napaka-sabi doon, too early for change yung sa kanya. Nasa kainitan siya eh. Hindi ako naniniwala na...
Oo, oh, tsaka yung condition niya na hindi, titigil na siyang makipag-chat doon sa guy kung balikan mo siya. Bakit ganoon, di ba? So it's like, maybe wala. I'll change.
I disagree. I'm okay with taking her back. I know it's the unpopular opinion here because guess what? This is every relationship. Now, it's not every relationship has a wife or a husband that's fucking, you know, pulling his dick out on camera, but this is every relationship. There's somebody at work that got a little bit too far. She didn't fuck this guy because he's in the U.S. She was trying to get personal gain out of it. She was excited at the attention because, hey, people like attention. They like being complimented. They like being told they're beautiful. They like
her
to be told that
they're... Her titties were out.
I know. I get it. But there's lines that... Every relationship has crossed.
She crossed it like she
my
made
explanation,
100 laps
right.
around.
I don't know about that. I think she got excited, she got carried away, and showing her boobs and showing her nipples and playing herself is
well,
not
well,
that
actually,
far.
She was doing
I just want to add something.
Year. She was doing it last year.
No, I get it. And she got caught. Sorry, what?
I just want to add something nung akala ko kasi dahil sa akin yun pero mahigit 1 month na siyang naka-shave.
So
hindi ko alam. So maybe baka pati niya. Yung third yung ano niya pinap. So hindi, actually inamin naman niya sa akin din yun na nakita na lahat talaga and then she's also like playing with her finger siya ganyan.
Okay, well, this is my question.
Wait, what is the shave part of?
Her pangs are shaved.
Nobody's using that word on here, baby.
Her vagina's shaved, and she's showing to everyone because she's streaming to everyone that she's masturbating. Is that what she means?
No,
is
she masturbating to everybody that she's, or she's masturbating to that one?
No, she just, she admitted na she did it to two different foreigners.
Okay.
So pero parang one-on-one, parang one-on-one video call.
Times 10 mo yan. Yung dalawa na yan, hindi lang dalawa yan. Okay, times 10 yan. Vincent, okay, we've had callers here on the show before where the boyfriend and girlfriend are okay with this, right? Kasi may ganun talaga.
Yes.
So ang question ko sa'yo, ito dapat tanong mo sa sarili mo kung para alam mo kung babalikan mo siya o hindi. Okay lang ba sa'yo yan? Kasi hindi titigil yan. She'll continue doing that. Are you okay with her to do that? Because some couples are okay with it. Some men are like, yeah, she's like,
I think it's pretty obvious
money.
That he doesn't because you broke up with her.
But I want to ask him that question to help him like decide and like lead him to like, no, don't take her back. I know like couples have challenges and make mistakes and whatnot, but this is different. This is like, are your like morals aligned? Kasi meron mga couples na pareho kayo ng beliefs and morals, pero magkakamali kayo. Pero pareho, hold on, babe. Pero pareho pa rin kayo ng paninim. What the hell?
No, I know, but
the point here.
I get it, but that's not this couple. Right? I mean, we're doing like, there are couples, yeah, but this is not this couple.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, they're not the same, they're not aligned, so they shouldn't be like, kasi yung iba, nagkakamali, pareho pa rin sila ng paniniwala. Pero nagkakamali sila. Ito, iba yung paniniwala ng ex mo, iba yung paniniwala mo. Sa ex mo, okay lang yan. Ganyan yung pagkakakitaan niya. Yan ang livelihood niya. Okay lang ba sa'yo yan?
Hindi. Actually, hindi.
But that's your answer. Don't get back
that's
with her.
That's the exchange, though, right? It's, if you want me back, or I will come back, or whatever, I will stop this. Okay, that's the deal, right?
Yes,
here's my thing, okay? In every extramarital whatever, there's sex going on, okay? All of you listening who have cheated on your partner, on your spouse, whatever, there is fucking nudity going on. This is not any different. In fact, it might even be less egregious than you actually putting a fucking dick in your mouth. She was showing her boobs. Okay, well, when people cheat on others, they're showing their boobs. They got a dick in their ass. And they've got all of these other much more graphic things than what your actual girlfriend did.
This is her livelihood, right? She didn't meet someone at work and then started flirting with that coworker. Her job is to flirt with a coworker. Those are two different things, right? She didn't make a mistake and cheat on her husband. She was cheating on her husband because the cheating is her livelihood.
No. It's not. Cheating is not her livelihood. Neither is flirting with boys. Her livelihood was singing. She took it too far. She took it like
because she wasn't earning money. She's earning money doing the
and there are girls guy. And there are girls who will bang their boss for a promotion. There are girls who will bang. There are real estate agents who will fuck the customer for a sale. There are med reps out there that are.
I know
bang
what you're saying. You're trying to compare the two that this is cheating and cheating. Pero ito medyo ibang level kasi. Ito na yung pangkabuhayan niya rin eh.
It doesn't have to be though.
Vincent, the only way you'd take her back is she doesn't do streaming at all, period. Whether it's singing or acting or podcasting or whatever, voila. Right? But guess what? All right. She'll find another job somewhere, right? Mas delikado kung in person. If what Mo is saying is exactly the way it is, right? She'll find someone else there that's in person. There's a high likelihood of that. That's gonna. You know, she's gonna tell the story. Oh, I'm a single mom. Are you guys married?
No.
Yeah. She's gonna hold that, give that whole single mom story. You know, red flags everywhere. I wouldn't if you're not. Are you really in love with her, pa?
Actually, hindi naman siya. Tsaka yung trust din eh. Hindi ko na. I really don't know if I can.
Hindi ka naman pala in love. Pahirap pa sarili mo. Huwag na, manganap ka na ng iba. Sayang naman, napaka...
Gawa ka fake account, tapos manood ka ng ano niya.
Oo, magbumunta ka na lang sa stream niya pag na-miss mo siya. Tama!
Stream ka na lang, tapos gulati mo siya. Bulaga, kita ko pengs mo.
You've got a family also though that I think needs to be kind of thought about. I mean, she took your son to the province, so you're immediately kind of out of the picture by geography and by situation. Again, I'm not telling you to forgive her. I am saying I'm open to you forgiving her. If you don't want to do it, I don't think that's a wrong decision. And if you do forgive her, I don't think it's a wrong decision.
Hey, you can forgive and not get back together, right? You can still support your kid. You can
I mean that in the forgive and get back together, because that's what she wants, right? Yeah. Who cares about forgiveness in a
supportahan
verbal
mo na lang
prayer.
Yung anak mo, Vincent. Like, be you know, like, sabihin mo sa kanya na hindi na talaga, ayoko na talaga makipagbalita sa'yo, pero gusto kong maging parte pa rin ng buhay ng anak natin kung pwede tayong maging magkaibigan para sa anak natin. Diba? Pwede bang suportahan ko siya? Pwede ko ba siyang makitang once a week, once a month? Yung mga ganon. I think, yun na lang.
Casual na lang po. Casual na lang na usapan tungkol sa bata.
Baka naman maraming mapunta sa casual sex. But yeah, ano mo na lang, kung hindi ka na talaga in love, kasi mukhang parang hindi naman eh. Parang hindi naman na.
I don't know, man. Whatever. Like, whatever you want to do. I'm okay with either. Again, I'm gonna go back with, it's easy for us to hear, for everybody listening on all of that stuff, to say, shit, cheating, fuck it, out. And then there's the reality that we've all lived in every single one of our lives where we know my husband was fucking that girl. I know my wife was fucking that guy. I don't need to walk in the room to make it worse. I know when he's at the condo or she's at his house or there. I know they're banging. We're adults. That's what they do. In fact, that's the only reason they're doing it. No matter what other monetary gain or this kind of gain or that kind of gain, the point is to bang.
Is like Vincent is not in love with the girl anymore. So he was just probably curious. Parang ano lang siya, thought bubble. Balikan ko ba o hindi? Tapos biglang, okay naman na hindi ko na siya balikan.
I mean, enough to reach out to us and call us when it's clearly obvious if it was supposed to be the way.
He sounds happy naman kasi.
That's not my point. My point is, if you were so happy and if it was so clear.
Before calling Vincent, were you leaning towards getting back with her or not getting back with her?
Not getting back with her.
Okay.
So, yung parang gusto ko lang din ma-clear din yung gusto ko rin malaman yung ano side niyo po. Yung ganun.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, sir. Have a good day.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Damn.
I want to know if you're listening to the show and you think that your partner has cheated on you at some point. I want you to take a mental list and write the details of the cheating and compare it to this guy. And then maybe you go, eh, that's not so bad though.
Oh, yung sa kanya naman talaga, dahil wala namang physical contact.
Yeah.
Pero yung, ano lang, yung online, yung ano, yung halimbawa, yung pictures, yung video, yung, siyempre magkakalat din yun. Yun yan may isang level doon. Pero doon sa physical, ano, at least wala dong intimacy. Yun na naman the saying na ang babae na in love. Ano eh, pag nag-cheat, more on emotional cheating eh. Di ba? Yung mga saying. Tapos ang lalaki, physical cheating eh. So, yun naman ang lamang kay... dito kay Vincent na 31 years old daw.
You know what? Oh, right, right. Because he wanted to be
31 years old.
Yeah. He wanted to be 32. Like, what's the point?
Pero, ang problema kasi doon, ano eh, ako muna yung ano niya, yung alibawa, girlfriend mo, yung ano ko doon, yung kakayahan ng isang babae. For example, una nating caller, 'di ba? Nagpapatitirahin ka sa puwet. So ibig sabihin, na-judge ko siya base sa kakayahan niya. Ibig sabihin, putya kaya nito yung gumagawa ng ito to, open sa gito. Yung babae kasi may pagka last loob eh. Yung palak mo yung pinto ah, 'di ba parang doon sa putya ano yun eh. Exciting na. Puta, pinipo, nag-show ko doon sa kwarto. Tapos pinapalaki yung pinto. Yun ang matindi doon eh.
Yeah, she was drunk, stupid. Like, what a stupid move she tried to pull off. Again, very bold, very stupid.
Yeah.
But,
I mean... Yung ano ko doon, kina-question ko doon. Kasi may cheater na, may respect pa rin sa'yo na, I'm gonna hide. Pero ito yung bukin na yun na para may konting ano yun eh.
That's a really good point. I wonder if the cheating is hidden, that there's a level of respect there given to then if it is so blatantly in your face. Like, you didn't even try to not hurt my feelings. You just fucking went.
Diba, when he confronted her, sinabi niya, I'm not in love with you anymore.
Well, right, but I mean, that's not that wild of a statement in that moment. When you get caught red-handed.
At least, kung may respect ka, when you're caught red-handed, at least you still have respect for your partner. You go like, I'm so sorry, I made a mistake. Yung ganun,
she's drunk though.
Ano, she's saving herself. That's a statement na yan. Yung statement niya, Chopper, hindi yung para ma-appease yung lalaki. Ang statement niya, para justify niya yung ginawa niya.
Yeah, it's a defense.
Ang kasi nun, so ang karuntong nun, I'm not in love with you anymore. That's why I'm doing it with the other guy. Hindi siya sabing, I'm not in love with you anymore, so please understand. Hindi yun. I'm not in love with you anymore. I'm doing the right thing because technically, I'm not in love with you anymore. That's the breaking of the contract. Sama mag-on ha, kahit na sa magkasawa eh. Pero ang ibig ko sabihin, ayaw niyo mong painganan. Wow, may nag-cheat. Kaya nga nagtatago yun eh. Kasi kahit paano, may...
Hold on. Leon, I gotta call this guy back real quick. I gotta see a photo of this girl. I mean, like, I need to know, like, how does a girl get 1,000 followers with foreigners giving them money?
Tama mo. Para matawagan ko rin.
Vincent! Vincent.
Hello?
Vincent.
Hello.
Padadalan daw ni Alex ng stars.
We need a photo of your ex.
Send mo sa... Oh,
sa atin lang.
Yeah, send it on our Viber right now. Okay?
Tsaka yung
okay, I'll try to look for it kasi binlock niya ako sa social media.
No, do you have one? Check you kung... have one in
wala ka sa
photo album?
Dinilit ko kasi dinilit ko rin po yung pictures niya. Hindi mo siya bitter kasi ako nung time na...
Yeah. Pag wala kang picture, pumasok ka doon sa, ano niya, sa fan account.
Okay, I'll try to send.
Yeah,
I'll try
send to send. Right now.
All right. Oh, gusto natin kasi, Vincent. Kala ko sasabihin ni Vincent, ay, ayoko, nahihiya akong isabi niyo mo. Nakalabas nga yung pek-pek no asap.
Ba't nga naman siya may, wala lang talaga.
Saan nakaka-visit yun mo, ha? Nakaka-visit yun eh. Alam mo, ang cheating talaga mapapansin mo. Mapapansin mo ang cheating sa changes ng kilos nung ka-partner mo kasi parang mas piniplis niya na yung bago.
Yeah, I mean, like, any major change.
Akala niya nag-wax ng vagina
maybe excessive dieting, want to look better, shaving your vagina. Like, there's gonna, when you start seeing those are all kind of like, what the fuck is going on here?
Bago panty.
Yeah, any of those things you want to worry about.
Pag sa'yo, butas ang panty ang puta.
Exactly.
Pag-aalis, naka-rapples.
And you know, this is not just against females who are cheating. Like, look
men
for all.
Too.
Yeah, of course. And that's my point. And that's what I'm going to say is we as victims of cheating, one thing we want to know is what did you give? Right? With guys, a lot of it is physical, right? Did you let him come on your face? You know, we want the details. When it's the guy, when it's the girl, when a guy cheats, it's like, how much did you give this bitch? What kind of bag did you fucking get? This is her!
I know.
One to ten.
Mga caps na mo.
Fucking, I don't even send it to you.
Kaya siguro para magubad.
That's what you did during the break. I left my phone in the charger behind me. I can't send it to you, but... Yeah, no, I mean, I was... Because, I mean, listen, last week, was it last week we had the girl with the 25M or whatever the fucking money
right?
That was, right? So,
oh.
You know, I don't know how,
in Korea,
how much, 500,000 pesos, whatever fucking, yeah, 25 million won or whatever. And so I'm like, okay, and she was cute, right? And then there's another, that's cute.
Ito, hindi cute?
I mean, she must be a hell of a singer.
No, the singing wasn't working, so she had to address herself.
Fuck this girl, leave this girl, yeah. All right, anyway, we'll take a break. When we come back, second half of the AMAs here on GTWM, episode number 50. Don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWM Podcast on Facebook.